Recorded Books and One Click Digital present A House in the Sky, a memoir by Amanda Lintout and Sarah Corbett. Narrated by Amanda Lintout.
Prologue. We named the houses they put us in. We stayed in some for months at a time. Other places it was a few days or a few hours. There was the bomb-making house, then the electric house. After that came the escape house, a squat concrete building where we'd sometimes hear gunfire outside our windows, and sometimes a mother singing nearby to her child, her voice low and sweet. After we escaped the escape house, we were moved, somewhat frantically, to the tacky house, into a bedroom with a flowery bedspread and a wooden dresser that held hairsprays and gels laid out in perfect rows, a place where, it was clear from the sound of the angry put-upon woman jabbering in the kitchen, we were not supposed to be. When they took us from house to house, it was anxiously and silently, and usually in the quietest hours of night. Riding in the back seat of a Suzuki station wagon, we sped over paved roads and swerved onto soft sandy tracks through the desert, past lonely-looking acacia trees and dark villages, never knowing where we were. We passed mosques and night markets strung with lights and men leading camels and groups of boisterous boys, some of them holding machine guns, clustered around bonfires along the side of the road. If anyone had tried to see us, we wouldn't have registered. We'd been made to wear scarves wrapped around our heads, cloaking our faces the same way our captors cloaked theirs, making it impossible to know who or what any of us were. The houses they picked for us were mostly deserted buildings in tucked-away villages, where all of us, not